All right, so picking up where we left off in terms of Lehi, and then shifting gears to discuss Korah, but first of all, finishing up Lehi. So last time we talked about the question of Lehi as Mechitza, and we said that as a matter of practice, the Lehi is viewed as a Mechitza, although some element of Heker is required. And we therefore said also Lehi Ha'omed Me'elav is going to be fine. It can be a Lehi that was put in wherever it is for some other reason, not for your purposes of carrying on Shabbos, as long as, before Shabbos, they said, this is what we're going to use. You do need that smicha, you do need that reliance on it, because there is this somewhat element of Heker involved. We talked about the disqualifications that are shared with mechitza. So we said if it shakes in the wind, you have a problem. We said that we require some general visibility heker of some. We talked about starting above the ground. That was another disqualification. And we talked about the issue of parts mirubala omeid and potentially applying that to height. That's another disqualification. And then we moved into requiring that that visibility heker, even though it's not quite like the Korah. And we talked about the issue of the Lehi that extends four amos across the entrance to the Mavoi. And that was where we brought in the idea of requiring a heker. There's actually a nice piece that I saw when I was working on Korah, but I didn't want to go back to this to reopen it. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel Yud Zayin has a nice piece explaining the heker / mechitza balance. How much of it is mechitza and how much of it is requiring a heker. So we talked about what it means when we say that you require a heker for a lechi, right? The Me'iri, that the goal is that to show that it was put in place as a lechi, the chazanish, that you're marking off the end of the mavoi, so people can know this is where the mavoi ends and that's what you can carry in here. And then we talked about what the heker has to look like. So that was where we talked about starting within three tefach of the ground. We talked about it being near the wall. We talked about having a wall on the opposite side of the mavui, opposite the lechi, right? In the case of the mavui with uneven walls. Your one wall is longer than the other wall. We talked about being visible to inside and outside, and that was what we rushed through at the end last time. So what we now need to talk about within this is the last real piece of that discussion, of the discussion of visibility, is the issue of the lechi that was not created to serve as a lechi, the lechi home in Me'elav, which we discussed already briefly last week. So, among our requirements, number one, it doesn't have to be a standalone in order to acquire heker. It doesn't need to be a separate entity. It can be part of the wall. And I brought you on the sheets in source Lamed Dalet, right? Erevin Tesamud Beis, Tani Rabbi Chia, Kosel Shetzido Echad Kanus Mechaveiro. If you have a wall, and one part of the wall, or the end of the wall, really, it sort of narrows. Kanus meaning it veers inward, but not that the wall is shifting, but it's thinning is the issue. So bein shenera mibachutz v'shava mibifnim, bein shenera mibifnim v'shava mibachutz, whichever side the thinning is, right? Whether it, I guess the concavity of it really is what we're saying. So whether it's not true concavity because of the other side of it, the other end of it is not going to thicken again.
Right.
It's not a depression. It's the wall is simply narrowing. So narrowing is a better word. So whether the narrowing is occurring on the external part or the narrowing is occurring on the internal part, either way, nidon mishum lechi. We're willing to look at that as a lechi, and that's accepted in the Nesivah Shabbos Chaf Beis Yud Gimel. So it does not need to be a standalone. When we say that we're concerned about lechi omen me'elav, that's still okay. If it is just the stub of a wall, though, and not a standalone, it needs to be a tefach wide. Whereas we didn't have such a shear when you dealt with lechi in general, if it's the end of the wall, then it has to be a tefach wide. And I brought you that from the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samach Gimel Dalet, in Sur Islamet Hey, Im Yesh Ktas Kosal Beruach Ravi, if there's a little bit of wall on the fourth side, Ola Mishum Lachi, that can be Lachi. As long as it's a tefach wide. That's not really, actually, I shouldn't say that. It's not about it being the end of a wall. That's a mistake.
Right.
But if it's the stub of a fourth wall, that's really what we're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
did we say a share for Lama Dalet? For this Kanus, where you have Tito Echad?
No, we did not say a share. Right. Come to think of it, yeah, no, you're right. It's two different things. The Shulchan Aruch says that this fourth wall, it's not set up as a lechi, but it's still going to work. This comes from Tosos in Daf Hei Amud Beis, Kibbutz Maskel Pachlos. But it requires that it have a tefach width, unlike a regular lechi. And the Bir Halacha explains on that in Source Lamed Vav, Hamachaber Azel Shitaso, the Pasak Le'el Gamle Yin Chatzer, the Benishtayer Min Hapirza Bo'inan She Davka Paschal Tefach Mikanu Mikan. He says the Machaber is taking the same view that he took earlier when he dealt with a chatzir, where there's a gap in the wall, and we require that if you can't have the entire wall disappear, you require a minimum of a pas, this small section of a tefach on either side. V'chamir hadavar yoser me'imas a pas on the chatchila v'sagi v'mashu, as opposed to if you just created lechis, where they could be mashu, because it's the remainder of the wall, we require tefachs that people can tell what this is. Ulefizet. He says, based on what we said earlier, that various Rishonim will take the view that where there is a gap in the wall, and the remainder of the wall is what you're using, and you're saying that it's no stricter than imasa lechatchila, right? So therefore, it's enough to have a mashu, so the same thing should be true regarding mavli. V'hine b'levush mashma, da'afilu imnaki linyan chatzer, hacha b'mavli yesh lahachmir. He says, no, even if we're going to be lenient regarding chatzer and say it could be a mashu, mavli is different. Dibuina davka tefach. Aval b'sefer tosefa Shabbos, hisik olav, tosefa Shabbos did not agree, v'chim b'prim begadim nishar v'kushya, v'chim b'birag ramulchuk k'moshik asavnu d'din zeh, tali b'hanala, really is going to depend on whether I'm going to link it to chatzer, or no, I am going to link it to chatzer, it's dependent on what the rule is going to in fact be, like chatzer. However, the Aruch HaShulchan disagrees in Shin Samach Gimel Gimel and in Shin Samach Gimel Zayin. I brought you the piece from Shin Samach Gimel Zayin, and he writes, v'hu adinim yesh mintas kosal baruch revias, right, he's dealing with the chatzer case. You need that tefach to have heker if it's a remainder of a wall. It's sort of reminiscent of the requirement of tefach for a korah, where we say we really need a heker. We're requiring a tefach. Although there, we're going to give a whole bunch of different reasons, so let me not mix apples and oranges. But that's the idea. The Aruch HaShulchan says that chatzer is going to need tefach, and then we will apply that presumably, here as well. So our point is, if the lechi is not created to serve as a lechi, we do have special requirements. We require some width where it's a fourth wall beginning. But that brings me then to Erevin Hei Amud Beis, which talks about a lechi ha'omen me'elav, which extends four amos into the entrance of the mavli, into the chalal mavli. So here the Gemara says the following: it's Source Lamed Ches. Erevin Hey Maral Tav Beis Gufa Amrai Barchama Amar Rav Huna Lechi, which I added from Rashi. Rashi says it's talking about Homei Bei Love. Habolei Midovno Shal Mavoi Pachos Me'arba Amos. If you have a lechi that protrudes from the wall of the Mavoi less than four amos into the Mavoi, obviously if it's four amos, that's well we'll say it anyway. Nido Mishum Mavoi. So less than four amos, Nido Mishum Lechi Bein Tzarch Lechi Acher Lahati Ro. If it's less than four amos, then it's a lechi. That's it. Arba amos nido mishum mavoi b'tzarach lechi acher lahati ro. But if it's four amos, then it's really a sheer mavoi. It is a mavoi in its own right, and therefore it needs a lechi.
What is the visual in that? Because I which way is it facing?
Why isn't it? Let's say this David Ellie's wall here is the one wall. My wall here is the second wall. Your wall here is the third wall. And then it's going across at the other end, and it's extending four amos, but it's not enough to be so same. It's not Omei Rubel Aparus.
So why, what does it mean that this is a mavoi? This is the whole mavoi here?
Yeah.
So why am I calling this a mavoi? It's not a mavoi unto itself. It's just saying that it's considered part of the mavoi, not a lechi.
I think.
When we were learning it, we said that it's part of the fourth wall, but it doesn't enclose, so you still need a lechi, and it's just there's a huge pierce on the wall.
I don't think that what we're really saying is that it's its own mavoi. I think the point is that because it is sheer,
like this, then that's fine.
Right. I think it's because it has sheer mavoi, therefore it can't be a lechi anymore.
Right.
It's sheer mavoi. Sheer mavoi is four amos. In other words, if the wall here and the wall here extended less than four amos,
right,
then this space here would not qualify as mavoi.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I think what we're saying is simply that it's no longer lechi because it has sheer mavoi. I think that's all we're saying. So he says, Oselechi echan ma'amida. Well, where are you going to put the lechi? This sarach lechi achel ha'tira. Idem okile ba'hadei. If you're going to attach it to the end of that four amma wall, osvehu dekamosif alei. So now you have a longer wall.
Right.
So that's not a lechi. Amar Rapapa demokile li'idach gisa. Rapapa says, put it on the other side, opposite it. Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua, Amar afilu tema demokile ba'hadei. Rav Huna b'ed Rav Yeshua says, no, you could put it on it. That's fine. Dematfi bay o dematzer bay. All you are doing are you are matfi or mavzer. Now matfi literally means add, and mavzer literally means subtract. You add or subtract. So the question is, what in the world does that mean? So first of all, we see the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish, Samach Zayin Yud Gimel says in Lamed Tes, Benimshach arba amos ein kam psul de'eino nira. He says, the problem with this wall, this four-amma wall, is not invisibility, right? The Shaper Mikri Nira, we can define this as visible. Baby Bifnim, Baby Bachut, from space you can see this. The Vichach Kasher Bipas, I added in the bracketed words, Arba Amos. Right?
It's a classic
Pas Dalit, right? Right. Av Nira, Rakmi Bachut, Vinimshach Arba Amos. But the problem is that if this is a lechi, what you require is a hecker. It has to be visible as the end of the mavui. That's what the Chazon Ish wants. That's what the Chachamim required. And if I have a wall that looks like part of the mavui, then because it's four amos long, that won't work. That's the position of the Chazon Ish. That's the way he explains it. I actually have a note here in my notes. Unfortunately, this is my head's been in Cobra all week long. I haven't gone back to look at this. But I have a note here I just want to take a fast look at. Yeah, all right, it's an aside. It's how he built up to this point in the Chazon Ish. If you take a look, the Chazon Ish is page 212 of the PDF. You'll see he has more to discuss.
It's on its own, that doesn't actually tell us what
No, it doesn't. It just explains what the issue is here.
Right.
So the question, and the reason I brought it is because I view this issue of Lechi Omid Me'elav as a function of Heker. So it's just showing the Chazon Ish making that link, that's all. So what is Matvi O Mavtzir? That's what that's what we want to know now. So Rashi offers two explanations. It is Rashi source mem. The matvi bay of the mavzer bay gavol imenu or namach imenu, upper or lower. Inami, alternatively, o av mimenu o dak mimenu, thicker or thinner. Kadeshi mashach mimenu v'lachutz o imenu v'lifnim, so that it will extend the either outward or inward. But it's either it's higher or it's lower or it's thicker or it's going to be thinner. That's what Rashi says. Now, based on what we're about to see in a little bit in the Bach, above means it extends higher than the top of the wall. But below is less clear to me. I would have assumed below meant it doesn't reach the top, right? Keep that in mind though when we see the Bach. First, though, we have to see the riff.
Av and Doc was saying it's thicker. The wall is a tefach thick, so I make a pas that's 1.5, so it sticks out, or vice versa, it's narrower than it.
Yeah. So the riff says, I actually didn't bring it on the sheet. I thought I did. The riff on it's Aleph on the base in the Daf Be'arif says it's adding to the width or reducing the width. He doesn't bring the higher or lower. Just adding to the width or reducing the width. The Meiri throws in an idea, which I did bring you, in Source Mem Aleph. He says, "V'lachi zem anicho letzad ha'achir, rotzolom ba'oso atzad she'en bo blita," right? Meaning this is opposite your four amma extension. "V'im rotzol ha'amido samoch leblita," if you want to put it next to the part that extends the four amos, "yishana bo la'oso gavom en ha'blita, o katzer mena, o avim mena, o dakmi mena," right? He goes through Rashi's different explanations, but notice he doesn't bring the lower one. Right? Katzer means shorter. I don't know what, unless I know, katzer will mean shorter. That's what I'll say. Katzer means the shorter one. The sheiniker shalashem lachinasas, that's visible that it's constructed as a lachi. Shemiasa shava b'shava, because if it looks the same as everything else, koshkin shahusiv meshech litasa, then you certainly just add it to the wall. The avabisha sol, the shem lachi, granted you put it up, qua lachi, batalu, it's lablita shlonasas the shem lachi. And then he writes, the royally shem asa halachi midavar acher shalomi min hakosel einot sarach lachol elu shechidusho nosin lo hacker. He adds in a new way to make it a hacker, make it a different material. I don't know what he would say. What if it was different color paint?
I think we were talking about that. If it's so much about Hecker, then just take orange spray paint.
Yeah.
You gotta let it.
Right. And it sounds like it should. You know, it sounds like it should work. That would be the question. Now, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch only bring the Rif's approach, which is Rashi's second approach, which is the width part, not the height. Not changing it in terms of higher or lower. So if you take a look at the Bach, which I brought you in Mem Beis, V'yaseh ma'at av, etc. Sham dematri bei dematzer bei v'divar Rabbeinu kipirush hasheni shel Rashi. Right, he's matching Rashi's second approach. V'chein kasav arif pirush hasheni l'chud, as I mentioned, the Rif did. V'nira de la'inyan dina. V'adai hu adin begavah yemenu or namoch mimenu. He says the truth of the matter is higher, lower. Those work. Kapir Sharishon de Rashi, like Rashi's first approach. Ella de Orcha de Milsa, who shane osen lachi kavoa men amavoi velo namochli menu. But that's not what we do. We don't make a lachi that's higher. We don't make a lachi that's lower. Vo deinu nikar bazek kokach livne amavoi shu lachi kevin shane o gavoa namochli menu ala dover muat. He says it's only going to be a little taller or a little shorter. So therefore, it won't be as visible. Masha enkin bideika pegima o belita, as opposed to if it actually protrudes because it's thicker or it's narrower. Kol gova saratvachim for the full 10 tefach of height. So the Bach, I guess you could say it's still shorter within his view. I guess you could say that means shorter. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess so.
You're just going to hit the ground. What else? What are there options?
Well, that was my question. The that is what it, you know. Yes, it is what it has to mean. I'm not sure why I was bothered by the Bach when I originally did this, but I think. Okay. So that's our requirement for the lechi ha'omed me'elav, right? Where it enters for almost into the cholamav, you're gonna have to attach something to it, or opposite it. But if you're attaching something to it, it has to be visible as unique, as not being part of that extension. And then the issue of relying on it from before Shabbos is always a big issue. So that's what we're going to discuss now. So Shin Samoch Gimel Yud Aleph, which I brought you in Source Mem Gimel, says Afilo Asal Hashem Lachi Lishnis Damad Lo Shem Me'ilav Kosher, happens to be there. That's fine. Ubevad Shiyismuchu Aleph Me'er Shabbos, as long as they rely on it from before Shabbos. But if they did not rely on it from before Shabbos, there was another lechi there before Shabbos, and that one collapsed on Shabbos, and that one was the one they were using. And now they say, well, we could always use this. Lo, that doesn't work. So the Meiri says, why doesn't this work? Mem Dalid, Nira Shemitoch She'ina Mechitza Hani Keres, Hech Miruba. He says the reason why we're machmer is because it's not what we call machitza hanikeres, a visible machitza. It's a lechi. It's a machitza, but it's not a visible machitza. If it were a full-blown machitza, we would draw no such distinction. Then you would be fine. You don't need to depend on the wall from before Shabbos. So if a wall collapses and there's another wall behind it, you're fine. It's only because it's a lechi, it's not machitza gemura. That's why you have to be somech before Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan says something that may be a little different, although come to think of it, I think it actually is relatively the same. He says, the problem is lack of heker if they're not depending on it from before Shabbos, which may be the same thing that the Meiri is saying when he says if we're a machitza gemura would be okay, because he contrasts the machitza gemura with machitza nikeres. So it could be the same.
This is the only place where the Aruch HaShulchan says this? Does this idea pop up somewhere else? Does he,
which?
For this distinction that he makes. Does he say machitza gemura at any point?
The Aruch HaShulchan or the Meiri?
The Meiri...
Yeah, they are. You mean, does he ever use the term? You mean, does he ever use the term gemura?
Yeah, in reference to this distinction.
Uh-huh.
When he says a lechi is a mechitza, does he say me and it's a mechitza?
Right.
Gemura?
I don't remember him making such a using such a term, but you have to look. It's worth noting that some even require smicha for a lechi that is set up as a lechi, because it's still not a mechitza gemura. In other words, this was lechi on me'elav. Right? The garbage can that ended up there or whatever it was for some other purpose. What we're now going to see is that even if you put that there as a lechi, you still have to be someich olav. And the Rashba says this explicitly in his comments to Erevin Tezvav. Tashma, Shabbos Batel, etc. Umibraisa diksani kol mechitza shenasa b'shabbos bein b'shogei bein b'mezit shma mechitza lo matzi lekshuye. He's having a completely separate discussion, as you can see. He's talking about the case of the fellow who's staying on the tail and he wants to count the walls of the tail. So he says, you know, we have a braisa that says that any mechitza set up on Shabbos counts. Don't challenge the case of the tail from that. Hinami kaven dinazes biyadayim l'shem mechitza ava bishla samchu olav me'esmo va'achshav hu dinazes mikomakom kaven de biyadayim nazes l'shem mechitza mechitza gemuri yumodi barava. He says the case in which we say that the mechitza set up on Shabbos is fine is because it was set up as a mechitza, right? And even though you didn't rely on it from the day before, and it's only being set up now, nonetheless, since you actively created it, it is a mechitza gemura. And the same thing would be true for a lechi like this. So is he saying the opposite of what I thought he said? He's saying a lechi does count.
It's a mechitza gemura, and if it's just like a mechitza that was put up, you don't have to be so mechana, because it was...
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's right in my notes. It's just not there. I had it right in here, not in my head. The Rashba says that it does not need smicha, and the Bir Halacha Shin Samach Gimel Yud Aleph brings it from the Gaon Yaakov as well. The one that wasn't clear was the Rosh. The Nesiva Shabbos says, I'm not so sure of the Rosh. It's in Mem Zayin. It's my lechi ovi me'elav. Abai amar havi lechi, Rav amar lo havi lechi. Hecha de lo samchina ale me esmo, kigun de hava lechi acher v'nafal b'shabas, kuli amalo pligi de lo havi lechi. Right? Where they were not somech on it from before, this is a lechi amin me'elav. So he says, lo, everybody agrees it's not a lechi, whether you had another one. Ki pligi hecha de samchina ale me esmo, the machlokes is where you did have one from the day before. Abaye amar havi lachi da samchin ale me esmo. Abaye says that is a valid lachi because they were relying on it from the day before. V'rava amar lo havi lachi kaven dem ikara lavadai da hachi avida. Rava says no, because it wasn't made for that. Then he says, b'lachi b'lachud hu de pligi. The machlokes is only regarding lachi. Ava mechitza ha'omedes me'elev. But if it's a mechitza that's on its own, divrei are called havi mechitza. V'yerad b'mechitza afil lo samchin ale me esmo havi mechitza. So it sounds like it's dafka mechitza versus lechi. The Rush seems to be creating a contrast between lechi and mechitza, and then saying the mechitza works even if they weren't somech on it from the day before.
How, how does it work with the lechis? There, you had a lechi that you so made, and then it fell over, and somebody put it back up. Or
you had a lechi.
This is all in the context of lechi omed me'olav.
Say this again. He's talking here. The Rush is not only talking about me'olav because he says. He starts out with lechi omed me'elav, right? Ki pli yechad esachin lemei esmol. Ramar lo avi lechi kevet demikar lava dait de hachi avida. Right, so it is still an omed me'elav. Ve'lechi b'chudu pli yi mechitza medes me'elav divar kol havi mechitza ve'yera divar mechitza afil lo samchin lemei esmol havi mechitza. So is his point different?
I don't think I'm switching in the middle.
I'm not so sure now. Let me take a look in the Siva Shabbos again. It was Chav Beis Chav Beis. So let me just pull it in and see what it was that he was doing here. It's Chav Beis Ha'ara Chav Beis. So he writes. He just writes. He writes. He's commenting on the statement that in Huma L'Shem Lechi, Afil Lo Samchu Alav Kasher. If it's set up as a lechi, even if they weren't so mechonet, it's kasher. So he writes. Kedem B'Chidushe Rashba Al Medivay Rash Ein La Ochiach Shem Medivar of Nira Derak Mechitza Gemura Lo Ba'inan Smicha.
That is his final
it's an Omen Me'elav.
If it was Nasis Biodayim, then he would say that's good, just like the Rashba?
Well, that's the question. He didn't discuss that case. In other words, the context for this is Lechi, as you pointed out, the context for this discussion is Lechi Homed Me'elav, not Lechi Anasa Biodayim.
So in the Sivas Rav is saying just the broad context of whether Lechi needs Smicha at all? We're not even talking about Omen Esmer Alayim.
No. What he's saying in the Sivas Shabbos is, in Huma L'Shem Lechi, then you're fine if it was some
Chualav. Oh, okay.
So that's really different from what the Rosh is discussing.
I would have said the opposite, that it can be Mochiyah, because his whole context is Omen Esmer Alayim.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Unless it's because there's another piece in the Rosh after what I quoted. Maybe that's why. I mean, either way, as he notes here, we're paskening the position of the Rosh by the Gon Yaakov, Ber Halacha, and so forth, that his Omen Me'elav, we're good.
Right.
Okay. So, how does Smicha work? What does that exactly mean? So, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama said that in the event that it's Stam, we assume they are Somech. Right? If the Lechi is there, we assume they're Somech Allah from before Shabbos. The Machaber said, if there was another one that was there before Shabbos and it fell on Shabbos, then we assume you were not Somech on this one. Right? Because we assume you're using the other one. So, because this one is Omed Me'elav.
Right.
So, this is based on the Rashba. The Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh Aleph Ches, which I don't think I brought you here. But the Rashba, it's Aleph Ches, says you need to have not had another option on Shabbos in order for it to be considered that you were Somech on this one. If you had another option, then we assume that this is an Omen Me'elav, so why would you have been, expecting it? So that's the position of the Avodas HaKodesh and Aleph Ches. The Magen Avraham in Shin Samach Gimel Tes notes that the same thing is going to be true if the Lechi was in place and they specifically didn't carry. In other words, I had an Omen Me'elav, and nobody was using it. They were saying we shouldn't be carrying here. So clearly they weren't using this. That we're not so mechala me'esmol. Right? I think that's fairly clear. But what the Nesiva Shabbos asks in Chav Beis Ha'ara Chav Aleph is, what if one member of the Mavui is somech? right? You have your chater, you have your chateros in batin, right? However many residents you have in, you know, from this combination. And one of them says, you know, that looks like a kosher lechi. And on Friday, he says, I'm going to use this for Shabbos. But nobody else does.
Because they're not aware, because they actively are going against it.
Either way.
We have two things right next to each other. Everyone samech on one, he samech on another.
Or they all think that it doesn't work, or they just decide, you know, we're not going to carry. So he notes that Tosefta Shabbos has a brief line, which I brought you in Memches. The Tosefta Shabbos says, Usmichas katan lo mahani. Dekaimalan katan ein lo machshava. Right? He says a minor being somech doesn't work because he doesn't have machshava for a halachic perspective, right? So he says, look, that proves that an individual does work. Because otherwise you have to assume he's talking about a mavoi of all ketanim. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, technically it could be the majority of a mavoi or something like that, but you follow his argument.
Yeah, it's just, you know, yeah.
By definition, if you're thinking about this katan, clearly, if he were an adult, it would have been fine.
There still isn't. You don't think there would be any difference if everyone else is arguing on him? Maybe not for.
Meaning, you know, as if they were anti-smicha.
Right.
Yeah, then I'm not so sure.
Right, but if everyone's anti, that might be a thing. But if everyone's just someth on something else, or not someth as well, and he's being someth.
Right.
I mean, maybe it's not going to be a smicha issue if everyone else is arguing against it. They could just be separate.
Yeah, I have to think that if they're really anti, it can't work. But I can't prove it.
Is that because his das batel, or is it because of like a makom shenagu?
You mean, why doesn't it work for...
The one person, I want to use the Erev, but everyone else is against me. I want to be someif on this left.
Well, if my concern is that people are going to see somebody carry, right? This whole thing is a Maris Hayyan issue. Not Maris Hayyan, but Maris Hayyan. Right? The concern is people are going to see me carrying and think you're allowed to carry into the Rebbe Zerabim. So ostensibly, I have to follow the others. The question is, where's the tipping point? What if 30% want to carry with it? Do they make a low plug? Apparently not, based on the Kadam case. So I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. Okay. So physical composition of the lechi is our next piece here to wrap up the lechi discussion, and then we move on to Korah. So first of all, no minimum thickness other than substance. It just has to be 10 tefach tall, and that's basically what we are requiring. It's a Mishnah in Erevin, which I did not bring you here, but it's a Mishnah in Erevin Yudalad of the base. That's where the Tanakhama says any thickness, and the Gemara says even chut hasarval, right? Is all you require. So, and Rabbi Yossi says three tefach. So, what is a chut hasarval? Rabbeinu Chananel, I brought you in Memtes. Tanu Rabbi Chia, afilu kechut hasarval, pirush chut hasarval, chut chazak kaful. He says it is a strong thread. It is doubled. Shetofen bo hasarval that they use for a thick cloak. Kedachsiv kafisu besar v'leho, and it's talking about when they throw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the furnace. So they do it with haste, and they grab them while they're in their garments and throw them in. Various mefarshim there in Daniel discuss whether it was a kavod for them to keep their royal garments on, or whether it was part of the haste, whatever. But the point is that sarval is used for their nice royal garments. We find it used in the Gemara also. There's a story about one of the tanoim who goes out wearing his wife's sarval in the Gemara. So the sarvala in general is some kind of a robe. It's a thick material. That's what we are talking about when we say chud hasarval is valid, a thread from that. Not as thick as the rope, as thick as a thread from that rope. The Tosfos Yom Tov quotes Rabbeinu Yohanan to explain the position of Rabbi Yossi about the three tefach. Where did Rabbi Yossi get three tefach from? So, source Gimel. Source Nun, I should say. Rabbi Yossi Yom Rechavan Gimel. Perish Harav, quoting the Brites in Nurut, Boy Davar Chashav B'machitza, that you require something significant. V'zeh Lashon Harav Rabbeinu Yohanan. Yesh Lomar, Daite de Rabbi Yosi de Boy de Rachasha b'machitza shafilu yafli genu menakosal b'shlomsha de lalesi avira de hagisa u de hagisa v'livtolei. He says the reason why he wants to be three tefach wide is because this way, if you distance it from the wall, three tefach, you still won't nullify it by the airspace on either side. It's omid kiparitz. Kidashkan b'midah emtzayit shel gimel midos b'machitzas kilayim koshu shlosha tzarich shlo yeh bein zeh lazeh b'miluo v'midah lav b'miluo nichnas v'yotze mishumachi machmir Rabbi Yosi v'afilu b'somch legar. Mishumachi machmir Rabbi Yosi. That's why Rabbi Yosi is strict. V'afilu b'somch legamri lekosel boy gimel tvachim u'baruch bo adkan l'shona. So that's what you have, is this statement from the Tosfos Yom Tov, which is very interesting. Lamaisa, the Gemara says that we follow the Tanakhama, and that's what's ruled in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Gimel, any thickness. The Rama makes the controversial statement that even lime works. If you take a look at Nun Aleph, Lachi Afilu Shavarim B'Shivrei Shavarim K'sherim Bo, the Machaber writes, even broken pieces, we have to talk about those. And the Rama writes, V'Lachi Nosem Lachi Misit Tachui B'Kosel. Therefore, you can make it out of lime that is simply smeared on the wall. U'Bavashi Zosh Le'ismacha Yosem Mishalosh La'aretz. Just be careful to make sure it doesn't get eroded, wiped away, within three tefach of the ground. Should be Shalosh, not Shalosh, but... Okay, and that he's quoting the Trumas Hadeshen. So he draws on two points for this. Number one, the fact that we accept any thickness, and from the fact that the Machaber says we accept Shivrei Shavarim that are stuck to the wall. What are you gaining by adding the Shivrei Shavarim point? Why does that help us?
It doesn't have to be a single entity, obviously, but does it help you?
Doesn't it be fully continuous?
No, the seed you're doing is contiguous. Is that there's no problem of having a lechi which adheres to the wall and lacks its own strength.
Well, I thought you said, what is Shivrei Shavarim?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shivrei Shavarim are stuck to the wall. It has no strength of its own. It's only relying on the strength of the wall. That, I think, is why he says lachin. Right? This is a result of something.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a result of the fact that we said that you can even use a Shivrei Shavarim that are stuck to the wall. So certainly you can use a lime that's stuck to the wall. You're drawing on the strength of the wall, and that's good enough. How thick does the Sid have to be? So if you take a look at Nun Beis, I brought you the Taz. The Taz, and it's in the Yor HaShochan in Shin Samach Gimel Yud as well, says that it has to have some thickness. It can't just be dye, right? He said, "Because of a Trumas Hadeshim, b'tshuva ha'hi, omnam tamiya kachazina demichli asid ha'kosel ha'tochli b'kosel." He's talking about the problem of the sid that gets wiped away, the sid that's lining the wall. Dezimna dasi de takala, that can cause problems. Ki ha'klavim regilnis chakech b'kosel ha'mochkim michli asid ben ha'kosel ha'mata yosim ha'gimot fach me'akarka v'sulo chazi l'lachi v'lo l'machitza dav machitza shagdiyim bokim bo. Right, that's a quote from the Trumas Hadeshim, that he's unhappy about using the lime where the lime gets wiped away. Mashma, so he says what that indicates is Dalkalpanim, boy do they have you by Michui Ktsas Davar Mamush. Yeah, it means you have to have something there. Va'av Ktsas, some level of thickness. Velosagi Bimara Hasid Chinigar Lakosa Lakhud. The appearance of the lime is not good enough. Vakakasa Vaychuva Tchila, that's what he wrote in the Chuva originally. Dalkalpanim Boyin and Shiak Av Kakura Sarval. It has to be as thick as the thread. Some of it has to protrude. And he says, I'll tell you why I wrote this. I wrote this, I saw somebody say that instead of having a lechi, all you need to do is make a mark with white powder, talcum powder, I don't know, shikar and creed, apparently. And he said, well, that's just like the sid that you wiped on the wall. But this is a big mistake. He says, especially because michui was the term we used for the sin that was wiped away, which we said is no good. The Trumas Deshen wasn't happy with it. I don't know if what happened was that the Mora that he's talking about saw that they were using it in the Trumas Deshen's day and said, well, I guess it was okay. because they were using the Jumas Deshin. Jumas Deshin says, you know, I'm really unhappy.
Right.
But they're using it, so you saw Kedoshim. I don't know what made him think that Michri was good. Michri was Davka bad. So he says no, it has to have some thickness. That's the Taz's position. As I said, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes that as well. The Mordechai, quoting Maharam, says it has to be an etzba. In Nun Gimel, because of Rabbeinu Meir, Demasha Othin L'Chayay Misid Machui, and now we're using this word Machui, to just not to mean the one that was wiped away, but to mean spread on the thing. Oh, Tzuras Pesach, Yafa Osin, that's really good. Umi many yatsu bekulam betchila beir Wurzburg lefisha nachrim hayu boim lakor osam amarti lasos came. He says, since I saw that the situation in Wurzburg was that the non-Jews were getting rid of the lechis, despite the fact that the power company had signed off on them, so amarti lasos came. I said, all right, so you sid da'amrina bakol osam lechayayim v'sid machui o gypsum. He says, if you use this properly, a finger's breadth thick, right, of this lime, it'll be stronger than than the thread, certainly, and even stronger than a kana, he claims. So he says, go for it. Okay. That's his statement. Okay. Now, because there is no minimum, an asherah is actually acceptable. Right? Now, in Erevin Peyamud Beis, we have a machlokas regarding Korah, because the asherah isn't the shear. Right? We have this machlokas there. I didn't bring it on the sheet, but we have machlokas regarding the korah, because the korah requires a shear, and the asherah is not kashir, but it's acceptable for a lechi, and that's brought lahalach in the Rambam and El Hashavas Yudzayin Yud Gimel, and in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Samach Gimel Ches. So Tosfos says, you know, that really shouldn't work. Tosfos, I brought you in Nindalud, it's also brought in the Magen Avram, Shin Samach Gimel Zayin, and Mishnah Berurah, Shin Samach Gimel Lamed. Tosfos says, Avaka the Lechi Nami Boy Shir Gova, the Lechi does have a height requirement, why does your Asherah work? But Gam Rochav Mashu Mi Aboy, it does also require some minimal width. Mikomakom Kevin to the Boy, Elashir Zuto Lach Mirubo, still, since it doesn't, it only requires a minimal shear, therefore they were not strict. That's the position taken by Tosfos. Now, note a couple of things. First of all, the Sharat Siyun notes that language means that language that he uses when it says they weren't strict, right? That's a Derabanan language. That's not Deraisa language. When he says lo echmirubo, that's Derabanan.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what he says. Yeah.
So therefore, the Sharat Siyun writes in Nun Hey, Yulfi Zeim Asa Shnei Mechitzas Velechi. If you do two walls and a lechi, the Kamel and Baalma the lechi Mishum Mechitza Bavi Kigimel Mechitzas Umide Oraisa Rishus Hayachad Avi Lerova Post Gimal Yedeze. Right? Im Asa Lechi Azem Meatzi Ashera Lo Yer Rishus Hayachad. Then the lechi won't work if you made the mistake of using Ashera wood. Right? You went to Home Depot and you picked the wrong wood. You picked the Ashera wood. So now you have a problem. Right, that's what he's saying. It's only going to work for their fourth wall, which is a derabanan. Follow?
No, because I thought he was saying that Sewell was only derabanan, and if they were only machmir b'derabanan to not allow it.
No. He's saying that the requirement that we have is that a lechi should be 10 tefach tall. Right. If it's a deraisa lechi, then it's a deraisa requirement. If it's a derabanan lechi, it's a derabanan requirement.
Oh,
the use of the asherah really doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
But where it's only a derabanan requirement, so we're not so strict. We'll let you use the asherah wood.
Yes.
Which, you know, boggles the mind. Where did Tosus find asherah wood? But you understand what he's saying. And the Tosef HaShabbos says this as well in Shin Mem Hei Beis. It's page 175 of the PDF. But I'm benefiting from it. You didn't. Maybe it has a shear, or it doesn't need to have a shear, but it's hana. So two different answers are brought. The Mishnah Berurah's answer is to say, and brought it in source Nun Vav, he says you're not using the body of it, right? You're not using the actual body of Balachi physically. It's just there to be matir for you.
It's the same story that we saw from Shlomo Zalman Arbach by Mechitzos.
I think so. Yes. you're not using the body of the entity. It's also like Maisa Shabbos. I think I commented at the time that it's like Maisa Shabbos, where we say that if the non-Jew comes on Shabbos and he opens the building, you're allowed to go into the building. That's not called benefiting from Maisa Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Right? As opposed to where he provides you a substantive benefit. He turns on a light or whatever it is. The Aruch HaShulchan gives a different answer. Shintzamach Kemel Yudalev. He says mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. In Nun Zayin. Which I find to be strange because it's not a mitzvah of lechi. Right? I want to be able to carry. So I'm not so clear about the Aruch HaShulchan's application of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. But nonetheless, we say that there is a minimum thickness, right? Whether that is an etzba or whether it's chud asarvel or whatever it is, there is a height. Theoretically, there is no maximum length, but as we noted above, it can meaning you know length extending outward. Except that, as we noted above, it can't look like a wall of the Mavli. Right, that was our requirement. It's Erev and Daf Hayamad Aleph, which I think I brought you here all over again in Sores Nun Ches, but I won't read it again. But that's what we say. And the problem is, as Mishnah Berurah writes, Shin Samach Gimel Mem Beis, that four amos is the measure for Kosel Mavli. So that's not the same thing as saying this is creating a Mavli. It's simply this is sheer Mavli. The Ramah in Shin Samach Gimel Yud Beis says something which is based on Rashi, which is found Rashi at the bottom of Hamad Aleph, as well as Rashi on Hamad Beis Gimaschal Arba, as well as the Tur in Shin Samach Gimel, which says that regardless of the width, if it's set up as a lechi, then it's okay. Right, Rashi, I brought you here in Nintes, came into Lav Lachi Ikba, Anan Bemachshava, Lo Matsin and Lav Puke, Mitaras Lachi, Ulishavi Lachi. Mitaras Kosel, Shavi Lachi. Right? We can't, by thinking, turn it from a Kosel into a Lachi if it wasn't set up as a Lachi. Right? And that was my point in bringing you Rashi earlier, that the Lachi case that was extending for Amos was Dafka Omid Me'elov. Since it was Omid Me'elov, that's why you have a problem. But if it's not Omid Me'elov, then you're fine. You follow? That's why I stressed before that it was Rashi saying it was Omid Me'elov.
Well, why is that? What's the difference between this case and being so magnified? Isn't so much? It's also I'm just changing what it is in my nachshava.
If I am somich on it, then I have the then I get rid of my fear that people won't recognize that it's a lechi.
Oh,
the whole thing was mental, right?
But here, this is really a kotel, so that's it's not going to have that same echo, you're saying.
So, correct.
Yeah.
That's the point. The Beis Yosef in Shin Samach Gimel, Mashkaz of Rabbeinu Hafilu, says Rashi means even if you're somech, that's fine. In other words, if you set it up as a lachi, it's fine. And even if you're just somech, it's fine. However, the Darkei Moshe in Shin Samach Gimel, the Magen Avraham, Shin Samach Gimel Yud Aleph, and the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel Tesvav say no, you have to set it up as a lachi, somech doesn't work. It's a higher requirement. Okay. What materials work for a lachi? So this is just a tiny piece, but it's worth noting. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Gimel Gimel, the Aruch HaShulchan Sin, Shin Samach Gimel Vav, they say you can use an animal, but it has to be tied there to avoid it walking away or squatting. People may also be used. What if they know they're being used? Remember we had this discussion when we talked about moving mechitzos? So the Aruch HaShulchan and Shin Samach Gimel Vav said that's fine. Why? Because there's no concern for Avsha Milsa. When you had a wall of people, we were concerned about it, because they know they're being used for this purpose. However, here, it's only one person to be a lechi, and a thin person at that. So it's okay. Do you need to tie them up? So the Ramah says in Shin Samach Gimel Gimel, that I brought you a lot of this on here. But the Ramah writes in Shin Samach Gimel Gimel in Samach Beis, is there in the parentheses, that if you tie him up, that's when it works. So the Magen Avraham writes in Samach Gimel, Kasham Adam Mitzarech Iyun. The Besimah Shana Samach Beis Siv Hey Isa Deba Adam Eino Tzarech Sheyeh Kasher. I don't understand. When we talked about it before with people as walls, we didn't require tying. Vitzarech Lomer the Magri Shelo Hodiyo Shemidu L'Shem Lachi. Must be you didn't tell him you're putting him there as a lachi. So he's going. What, you think he's going to stick around there all day long? Therefore, you have to tie it. That's what he says. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Shin Samach Gimel, and it's Vav. I didn't note that on the sheet. I'll put that in now. It says Sarachi and Gadol on the Magen Avraham, because I don't understand how he read this in the Magen Avraham, but look what he says. He says, "V'divrei Magen Avraham sifkan gimel tzarachim gadol to the daito tzarach gam belechi below yedia." He says the Magen Avraham thinks that he's not allowed to know. So he says, "Veich yikshirenu hamiyad yargish." Good luck tying him up if he doesn't know why he's there. But I don't understand what the Aruch HaShulchan is saying, because that's not what the Magen Avraham said. What the Magen Avraham said was that it must be talking about where you didn't tell him. Unless the way he's reading it is, because the Rama said, right, the Rama said, if you tie him there, it works. And he's reading the Magen Avraham is saying, that's the only acceptable case, is where you tied him up, and it must be that you didn't tell him. But I don't know why you can't read the Magen Avraham to say that it said you tied him because you didn't tell him. But in the event that you told him, then there's no need to tie him.
He must just be carrying over from a behema where you have to tie it up, so to a person you have to.
Yeah, I guess so. And the Tosefta Shabbos, indeed, in Shin Samach Gimel Zayin, and it's page 197 of the PDF, thinks that the Magen Avraham wants him to be ignorant because he doesn't just say to inform him. He said, that's what he says. He says, it must be, that's what the Magen Avraham wants. But then he says, then what's, why strain? Just tell him. So he argues that maybe telling him doesn't work. The answer is, you tell people things they forget. That's just life. So that's why you have to be concerned.
How many times in history has a person been used as a lechi?
Yeah, I don't know.